This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Rights to Benefits in the Digital Age. I don't want to become a broken record playing the same song over and over, second verse, same as verse, but this is a long march, so we have to keep on trekking. I'm talking now about what I call maximum eligible participation. Simply put, everyone should receive all benefits to which they're entitled. It's their right, whether in the U.S. or anywhere else in the world. Unfortunately, in the U.S., the government too often, and sometimes deliberately, depending on the state where you live, creates barriers to eligible applications receiving benefits. In ACORN, as I've mentioned repeatedly, we set up ACORN Service Centers, whose purpose was to provide tax assistance, but also, once we had the income data, moving eligible low and moderate income families into any other benefits where they might qualify to receive. A fellow traveler, Bryce Covert, jumped on this train with me in a recent piece in the New York Times. She was spot on in this long-running campaign that I have to celebrate her article and welcome her aboard. Every voice for justice here is important, especially if we can build up some muscle for the cause. First, she cites the most recent outrage when the expanded child care tax credit automatically went to eligible families, hooray, but didn't get to 2.3 million children whose families hadn't recently filed income taxes. She correctly zinged the IRS for not getting the information from other government agencies and then, when forced to do so, started a portal for anyone it didn't find, but the form didn't work on a cell phone, was available only in English, required an email address, and came with densely written instructions. Come on, man. You see what I'm talking about, right? When people have a right to something, why get gamey when we're talking about a family's health and well-being? There's method to their madness, as Covert parts out, including using Arkansas as a pathetic example. Work requirements, for example, have mostly kept people off welfare and further impoverished them. And when briefly instituted in Arkansas's Medicaid program, a work requirement kicked people off, many of whom actually qualified, without increasing how many worked. It doesn't have to be. Covert cites some progress in Minnesota thanks to a partnership with Code for America. It worked with the state to create a new, simplified website where residents can apply for 9 programs at once, including food stamps, child care subsidies, and housing assistance that has reduced the time involved from over an hour to less than 12 minutes. It works on a mobile phone, is available in Spanish, makes uploading documents easier, and doesn't require a login. The questions it asks are in clear language and redundant ones are eliminated. 94% of the people using the new site say they had a positive experience. So yes, it's not impossible to do all of this better and make it easier and straightforward for people to obtain their rights and benefits. The problem is simple. Government has to be willing to do right for people, and that won't happen unless all the rest of us force the issue and make it happen. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments. www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.